In the African understanding of Ubuntu, writes Desmond Tutu, our humility and generosity come from realizing that we cannot be alive, nor could we accomplish anything without the support, love, and generosity of all the people who have helped us to become the people we are today. And certainly it is from experiencing this generosity of those in our life that we learn gratitude and to be generous to others. And today we celebrate experiencing such generosity. All of you generously sharing your time, your treasure, and your talents with Chalice and with one another. This fellowship wouldn't exist without all of you. Chalice Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of the Conejo Valley was founded almost 60 years ago in 1961. As a spiritual home for progressive families to raise their children with open minds and loving hearts. And yes, next year we actually get to celebrate our 60th anniversary as a congregation, which I'm so excited about, and it'll be wonderful when we're all back together. And throughout this time, we've continued to grow and thrive. And everything you experience here at Chalice is because you made it happen. So today we want to honor and celebrate you. I was inspired this summer when I read a book called Emergence Strategy, Shaping Change, Shaping Worlds by Adrienne Marie Brown. And she tells us that her dream is a movement with such deep trust that we move as a murmuration, the way groups of starlings billow, dive, spin, dance collectively through the air to avoid predators and to pass time in the most beautiful way possible. When fish move in this way, they are shoaling. When bees and other insects move in this way, they are swarming. And in a murmuration, a shoal or a swarm, each creature is tuned in to its neighbors and the creatures right around it in the formation. And there's a right relationship between them. There's a deep trust in this. And no one bears the burden alone of figuring out the next move and muscling towards it. And that is how we move together, as we support and trust one another to co-create and sustain a beloved community such as this of compassion, justice, joy, and love. Now, although we'd love to hug and see you in person to honor your contribution, we're grateful that so many of us can flock here together online today. Now, you might not believe it, but as we were researching all of our volunteer groups, we learned that we have over 60 groups of volunteers at Chalice. Can you imagine? My friends, when I shared this with my colleagues, they were absolutely astounded. I got a lot of 60 question mark, exclamation mark, because that's the level of activity of a much larger program-sized church. But it's your enthusiasm, your care, your creativity, your initiative, and your desire to see this congregation and world thrive that makes all the difference and creates this reality. So thank you. Thank you for co-creating a really unique, special place that is a spiritual home to so many and that reaches beyond our walls to serve our wider community. I know I am so honored to serve this community because of all of you and how you engage. We're going to begin with commissioning our board of trustees. And according to the American Heritage Dictionary, a commissioning is the act of granting certain powers or authority to carry out a particular task or duty. And in many churches, there is a common misconception that the leaders of the church run things, that the board or the council have all sorts of power to get things done and set the direction of the congregation. And some people even think that the minister has this kind of authority. But this is not true, especially for us. As a congregationally based tradition, all power in Unitarian Universalist churches comes up through the congregation and is bestowed upon the leaders, including the ordained leaders, to carry out specific service for the good of the whole. So today then we take this reality seriously and formally bestow upon our chosen leaders the authority they need to carry out the work we have assigned them. And this service is an opportunity to give our blessings and to affirm their sense of calling to the roles they claim. We charge you to affirm the dignity and worth of all persons, and to champion the rights of children and youth, those old and young, straight, gay, and trans, rich and poor, able-bodied or not, of all races and cultures, that this might indeed be a free church, open to all people.
We charge you to cherish our spiritual diversity and to help us live together so that we are strengthened rather than divided by our religious pluralism, so that we might truly cherish the integrity of each individual and search for truth with reason as our guide.
We charge you to honor our past without being bound by it, that we might be mindful of our past yet draw on contemporary knowledge as we respond to the spiritual needs of all persons.
We charge you to hold in your hearts the needs of the wider community in which we live, so that we live out our devotion to the common good in community, nation, and the world.
Now, in response to, and as a sign of this affirmation of your call to service, we now choose a beautiful flower to, with its unique form, its beautiful smell that you'll have to imagine, and its lovely colors to honor the contribution that you make to our community. May you absorb into your heart all the love and good wishes which surround you in the midst of this moment, and may you continue to blossom in our midst. Thank you for your service, Board. May you be blessed and blossom in your role.
And now, members of our other leadership teams.
Thank you for your service, leadership teams. May you be blessed and blossom in your role. Thank you for your service, Sunday teams. May you be blessed and blossom in your role.
Members of the religious education teams, my people. Oh, I love you.
Oh, thank you so much for your service, religious education teams. May you be blessed and blossom in your role. Thank you for your service, facilities teams.
Members of the fellowship's finance teams.
And you get a special rosebud from my garden picked this morning, which is going to flourish and grow and blossom to be a metaphor for the beautiful work that you do in growing our fellowship in sustainability. May you be blessed and blossom in your role. Members of the fellowship's communications teams, may you be blessed and blossom in your role.
Members of the fellowship's justice teams,
may you be blessed and blossom brightly in your role. Members of the fellowship's community building and activities teams, may you be blessed and blossom in your role. As you see by this beautiful bouquet behind me, all of you amazing volunteers add your unique beauty and skills to co-create this beautiful community and make it thrive. So we conclude with a litany of appreciation. And please say, and so we thank you together with Sam after every phrase that I speak. When there was a need, you came forward.
And so we thank you.
In the nighttime or daytime, on weekends, and even during fiery, hot, or cold, dark parts of the year, you helped.
And so we thank you.
Elected and duly appointed, or quietly, anonymously, and unbidden, you do what needs doing.
And so we thank you.
Sometimes with the help of many hands, and other times alone, you worked.
And so we thank you.
You gave your time, talent, and even your treasure for the life of the congregation and the needs of the world.
And so we thank you.
Your families and loved ones supported you in your efforts, worried for you when things piled up and perhaps grumbled at you for the extent of your commitment.
And so we thank your families and loved ones.
For the lives that you have changed, and the way the world has been transformed through all things great and small that you have given this congregation, our community, and the world. We take time today to recognize, appreciate, and
to thank you and to honor you.
Blessed be. And this beautiful bouquet is a testament to all of you, the many colors and riches and textures and smells and delights and gifts that you bring to us. So I close with a quote by writer Anne Lamott. If you're lucky, you find your way into a spiritual community and you start to find great teachings that all say the same thing. There's only love. You're made of love. Beloveds, we give thanks for the love that you bring into our midst. We give thanks for who you are and for all you do to sustain and nourish this community. May we continue to thrive together, letting love guide our way. Blessed be.